Dr. Oliver dictating on Amita Desar. First name, Alpha Mike India Tango Alpha Amita, A-M-I-T-A. And the last name is Desar, D like in Delta, E like in Echo, S like in Sierra, A like in Alpha, R like in Roger. This is the clinical case of a 44-year-old. Nepali, N-E-P-A-L-L-I, Nepali, from Nepal. Female, that has a history of arterial hypertension. Arterial hypertension has been under fair control. This patient, in June of this year, 2024, the patient developed a sudden right flank pain that prompted her to go to the prompt, P-R-O-M-P-T, prompt care evaluation. They gave antibiotic for 3 days to no avail, decided to go to a hospital, and the patient was found with a right pyelonephritis. The imaging that was through a CT scan was consistent with inflammation in the kidney. Unfortunately, I don't have the details of the urine or details of the cultures. All we know is that this patient was treated initially with ceftriaxone and later on with cefepime. The patient has been improving gradually. Because of the presence of arterial hypertension and pyelonephritis, she has been referred to the office, and we are going to reevaluate the kidney function. During the hospital workup, and later on in July, the patient had the multiple determinations of the estimated GFR as well as the serum creatinine and BUN. And all of that is consistent with the creatinine of 0.6, a BUN of 11, and an estimated GFR of 116 mLs per minute, 116 mLs per minute. As I mentioned before, there is no urine. Two, quantify the protein, if any, or evaluation of the sediment. We are going to order that, and the patient is going to have a ultrasound of the kidneys to complete the evaluation. Number two, when admitted to the hospital, the patient had hyponatremia. She was nauseated and had thrown up several times. Probably she was behind in fluids. Eventually, that hyponatremia has corrected. The determinations are above 135 all the time. Following number, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is treated with metoprolol. The diastolic in the office today was 86. The patient says that is lower at home. We are going to suggest a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, a plant-based diet, and according to the results and the blood pressure log, we are going to treat the patient or make adjustments in the medications. Following number, the patient has a lot of arthritis in the carpal area in the right hand. And during the hospital stay, There is a titer of the RA that is above 16. We are going to reevaluate with sedimentation rate, CRP, ANA, rheumatoid factor, and the cascade. Revaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the reference, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.